Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of the Good Samaritan showcasing compassion and assisting a stranger, emphasizing the importance of prioritizing helping others over being self-absorbed. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 10, verses 33 to 35, but a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." That's Luke chapter 10, verses 33 to 35.
Have you ever heard the story of the Good Samaritan from the Bible? It's such a powerful tale that always resonates with us all. So there was this traveler, a Samaritan, who came across someone in need. Now, it's important to note that the Samaritan and the person in need were from different cultural and religious backgrounds, but that didn't stop the Samaritan from showing incredible compassion. When the Samaritan saw the victim, he didn't just pass by or ignore the situation. No way. His heart was moved with compassion. He didn't waste any time and immediately attended to the person. He poured oil and wine over the wounds and carefully bandaged them up. Can you imagine the care and concern he showed? But here's the remarkable part. The Samaritan didn't just stop there. He didn't think about his own journey, plans, or responsibilities. He lifted the injured person onto his own animal and took him to a nearby inn. Now that must have been quite inconvenient for the Samaritan, right? But he didn't let that stop him from doing the right thing. He genuinely cared about the well-being of the stranger. The next day, the Samaritan took out not just one, but 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. He even told the innkeeper to take care of the injured person and assured him that if it cost more than what he had given, he would come back and pay the difference. Wow, talk about an act of kindness and generosity. As Christians, we often see ourselves as the Good Samaritan in this story, the ones who would come to the aid of someone in need. And that's wonderful. It's crucial to have compassion and be willing to help others. But here's a twist. We're not just the Good Samaritan, we're also the priest and the Levite in the story. These religious leaders passed by the victim without offering any help. They were too focused on their religious duties and responsibilities, too preoccupied with what they considered to be the things of God. Let's be honest, how often do we find ourselves in that same situation? How frequently do we prioritize our own agendas and overlook those around us who are hurting? There are valuable lessons we can learn from this story. When the Samaritan reached out to the victim, he didn't just do a good deed. He made sacrifices. He gave up his time, resources, and even put his plans on hold. But you know what? In doing so, he gained something far more valuable, a sense of his own humanity and deep fulfillment within himself. That's the beauty of acts of generosity and compassion. When we step outside of our desires and comfort zones to help those in need, we may lose something, but we gain so much more. We become more connected to our fellow human beings. We see the world through a different lens, one of empathy and understanding. Isn't that an incredible story? It reminds us of the importance of extending kindness and compassion to those in need, regardless of our differences. Let's challenge ourselves to be more like the Good Samaritan in our day-to-day lives.
Let's close with a prayer, loving Father. As we reflect on the timeless story of the Good Samaritan, we are reminded of the profound impact of compassion and selflessness. Help us, Lord, to embody these virtues in our own lives. Grant us the eyes to see those in need around us, regardless of their backgrounds or circumstances. Fill our hearts with genuine compassion, moving us to action, just as the Samaritan was moved to help the injured traveler. Forgive us, Father, for the times when we have been too focused on our own agendas to notice the needs of others. Give us the courage to step out of our comfort zones and make sacrifices for the well-being of those around us. May we, like the Good Samaritan, be willing to give of ourselves, our time, resources, and plans to bring comfort and aid to those who are suffering. Help us to see beyond our own desires and to embrace a spirit of empathy and understanding. Lord, empower us to be instruments of your love and compassion in the world. May our actions reflect your heart for the broken and the marginalized, and may we experience a deeper sense of our own humanity as we reach out to help others. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, as we reflect on the timeless parable of the Good Samaritan, let's carry its profound message with us as we go about our daily lives. May we be inspired by the Samaritan's compassion and selflessness, willing to extend a helping hand to those in need, regardless of our differences or personal inconveniences. Let's strive to emulate his example, not just in word, but in action, making sacrifices and showing genuine kindness to those around us. And as we journey forward, may we be mindful not to fall into the trap of busyness or self-absorption, but instead, may we open our hearts to the cries of those who need our help the most. Goodbye, and thank you for the meaningful conversation. May blessings of peace, joy, and love accompany you wherever you go. Take care, and may you continue to spread kindness and light in the world.